Here's something else you can do with a Big Mac. Use it as an economic model. Yes, that's what The Economist magazine does each year with the Big Mac Index to explain the complicated world of currency exchange. Now, most of us are only forced to think about the value of different currencies when we travel abroad and we have to exchange our dollars. The Big Mac Index gives a sense of how weak or strong foreign currencies are against the dollar. We spoke to Economist correspondent John O'Sullivan about the most recent index.
What we try to do is compare burger prices across the world and then, using those prices, calculate what exchange rates ought to be. What it means to an American travelling abroad is that when they get off the plane in various countries, they'll find that their dollar either goes quite a long way in terms of what it buys them or it doesn't buy them very much. And what the Big Mac Index is telling us right now is that American visitors to Europe will find their wallets thinning out pretty quickly once they step off the plane.
Why did you decide to do this?
Well, it was actually our former economics editor decided to come up with a measure that would be a good gauge for exchange rates. And she did this back in 1986. And she took the Big Mac because it's something that's available right across the world in 120 countries now. And it's available in pretty much the same way. A Big Mac in America is pretty much the same as a Big Mac everywhere else. So by looking at something that we can make a comparison across that is the same everywhere, we can make some judgments about what that tells us about exchange rates.
So you can see these relationships clearer than with economic numbers and statistics.
Yeah, and I think it makes a bit more sense to people when they can visualize what it is you have buying power over. And a Big Mac is something that's part of everyone's imagination.
And when I look down your list, it looks like I should go to Hong Kong with my dollars, to Malaysia with my dollars, and maybe to Thailand with my dollars.
Yeah, dollars go, in terms of buying a Big Mac, dollars go much further in Asia than they do in Europe. But there are good reasons for that. In fairly poor countries or developing countries, wages and rents tend to be lower than they are in America. And wages and rents are an important part of the cost of a Big Mac. So it's unsurprising that an American visitor to a developing Asian economy will find that a Big Mac actually looks like good value for his buck.
And it also looks like I ought to stay out of Norway. $7.88 is what my dollar would buy when I was looking for a Big Mac.
Yeah, well, Norway's a fantastically rich country, and one of the reasons that Norway's currency is so strong is because it's a huge oil exporter, and that gives investors a great deal of enthusiasm about buying the Norwegian currency.
I should go to Poland. At least it's $3.45 worth of a Big Mac.
You just about get what you'd buy in America in Poland, around about $3.45 against $3.47. It wouldn't be a jarring experience, at least when you walk into a McDonald's in Poland.
What are the factors that contribute to the weak dollar? What does the Big Mac say?
There's two influences on the dollar at the moment that are in the forefront of investors' mind. The first thing is the outlook for the American economy is gloomy. And when the economy looks like it's going to do badly, investors tend to sell that currency against other currencies, and that drives its exchange rate down. The second influence, I think, is the oil price. America uses far more oil per head of its population than, say, European countries do. It's much more dependent on oil imports than pretty much any European economy. So America has to generate far more export earnings. It has to sell more stuff abroad to pay for its oil than other European economies, and that has a downward influence on its exchange rate, too.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
John O'Sullivan is economics correspondent for The Economist magazine.